This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the people they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. I included a quote from Billy Graham in my daily quotes today. "I am still learning," he said, "for the Christian life is one of constant growth." I am still learning. I like that. And then he said, in reflecting on regrets, "One of my greatest regrets is that I have not studied enough. I wish I had studied more and preached less. People have pressured me," he said, "into speaking to groups when I should have been studying and preparing." And then he noted something from Donald Gray Barnhouse, another preacher. Donald Barnhouse, he said that if a preacher knew the Lord was coming in 3 years, he would spend two of them studying and one preaching. Well, I love those quotes because they remind us of the constant need for learning. And they relate to humility, which is what I talked about last week in the podcast. Graham was humble enough to know that he didn't know, and he therefore wished he had spent more time in knowing and learning the truth about God. For when you analyze that quote, you can see that he recognizes that our effectiveness in life is contingent on what we're taking in. Now, that requires discernment on our part. What are we taking in with the time we have? For Graham, he's essentially saying that he was giving out, and not breathing in enough of who God is. We can't give away what we don't have. And Graham, who affected thousands by what he gave out, recognized the importance of taking more in. And not just taking anything in, but knowledge and awareness of the Lord. Proverbs 15:14 says, "A wise person is hungry for knowledge, while the fool feeds on trash." Well, three short takeaways here for being the wise person who is hungry for knowledge. Humility, as we've already mentioned, is key. But honestly, how often do we think, "I already know that," or "I've already read that in the Bible, so I've got that"? Remember that Graham was a great student of the Bible. He knew the Bible. He wrote books about its truth and applied them to our lives. And he looked back and wished he had learned more. He was hungry still for more knowledge of God. So in addition to humility, discernment. You can't learn everything about everything. That's just not possible in our lifetime. So you have to prioritize. Realistically, what books can you read this year, this quarter, this month, this week? What are you going to prioritize in reading today? Where does God's Word, the Bible, fit into that scheme? Or does it at all? If you want to know more about God, you do well to read His book, the Bible. Well, then lastly, discipline. It's easy to talk about it. Maybe you've heard someone say, "I'm going to read through the Bible this year." And maybe you've said that. But by February or March, somewhere there in Leviticus, there's no more daily reading. I mean, it gets sunk in the daily activities or the routine of life. It can be the same with any goal, to read a number of books or DVDs or to exercise at the gym. So you have to ask yourself, how many episodes of that TV can I watch and still be committed to a lifelong project of learning? See, growing is about dying daily to something. Luke 9:23. He quoted Jesus as saying, "If anyone will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me." So, yes, if we're so entertainment-oriented, even in a good series on Netflix, let's say, we can become so focused on our shows and on our routine itself that we come to the point where there's just no time for the best stuff in our lives. Make time for all those other things. That's good. But the most important things we have to prioritize based on our knowledge that we lack it, and then be disciplined enough to do what's necessary to grow and grow in the Lord. You see, the difference comes down to what are you willing to give up for that lifelong project of being a learner. And another word for learner is disciple. Be a disciple every day. And then come back here next week, and in the meantime, go out there and be the person God created you to be. Dragged a comb across my head. Found my way downstairs and drank a coffee.